We're here. We're live on the internet. We made it. We're here. It happened.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
It's Sunday!
It's Sunday! Sunday! Be there! Be there! I don't know. I had two cups of coffee yesterday. Yesterday was so crazy. It was a two cups of coffee day. And the second coffee was a grande peppermint mocha from Starbucks in the middle of the afternoon at like 4 o'clock.
Do you know how much sugar is in those things? You can't handle that much
and
sugar.
And I downed that. Like, no,
crashed.
I was standing there holding this empty cup and I'm like, oh, where'd no, what have I done?
Diana is a small, medium caramel latte. That's just about too much sugar for her.
It was a lot. Yesterday,
the sugar in a Starbucks mocha.
Yesterday was a lot. Yesterday was just a lot.
No wonder you slept in today.
I didn't go to bed till like 2 something last night, and I set my alarm for 11, and I needed it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was just face plant. 11 o'clock rolls around, I'm like, all right, I gotta get up.
Let's do this. I
could have slept more. Makeup is a glorious thing today, making me look more awake than I feel.
Today is laundry day, so I got up at my usual time. I've already done 2 dishwasher loads. I've done my baking for the week, laundry, and some knitting.
I added up all the hours I danced last week. Because normally it's 7. It's 20. I did 20 hours last week. Like from Saturday to Saturday, 20 hours.
I did not. No. That's too much, people.
That's
people
where my time has gone
spend
this
the
week.
Day with me. Versus a sit down.
Sorry, I started a YouTube video by accident.
You do that to yourself every time.
I do. I'm going to close that tab. Fixed it. Sorry about that.
All right. We're going to do a podcast episode. Hello to everyone in chat. We're going to do a thing.
We're going to do a thing. Chat is terrifyingly quiet. I'm going to refresh this tab just in case something weird is happening. Sandy says, hi from Queensville, Ontario. I don't know where that is, but that sounds like maybe it's near me. Hello. How are you enjoying this? Well, here it's a very misty day. I don't know if it's misty where you are, but it's like, it is foggy today.
We're above zero here.
It rained, so our snow went away, and now it's just foggy. Like, it's just hanging in the air.
See, that's all mysterious and creepy zombie apocalypse-ish.
It really is. Like,
and I kind of like it.
It really is.
Kind of like it. It's like when you're waiting for the bus in the terminals downtown in the middle of the night, like you're catching the last bus home. And you're it's called a wind tunnel. It's not what it's called. It's the active transit thing over Osborne.
Oh.
But at night, it's a wind tunnel.
Yeah.
So you get the newspapers flying around at the end of the one side, and it's like just you.
Yeah, you that it's very,
zombies.
Very
you
apocalypse.
Start looking
that,
for
zombie. That setting, yeah, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
you take a picture and you send it to your sibling and go, "I might be eaten before I get home." If your sibling goes, "Did you pack your napalm?" Like that's just the vibe.
I'm sorry, I didn't bring my tactical shotgun with me today.
Simply can't do the apocalypse right now. I am not packed correctly.
Sandy says, right. Yes, it's misty too, about 1.5 hours away from you. Okay.
Oh, that's close.
Yeah, so that's fairly close. And Emma Jane says, hi from the Highlands of Scotland, where we reached a rather chilly minus 18 Celsius last night.
I want to go to Scotland so bad.
Minus 18, so that's pretty...
That's cold.
That's pretty chilly. Cold. I didn't know that's Scotland. Good, I'll be honest, I didn't know Scotland got that cold. That's I've been there in January and it was like, I don't know if I was in the Highlands, but it was like, you know, maybe -5. It was just so wet.
The Highlands.
I don't know. We were high.
It's an island. It's an island. It's literally surrounded by water.
I have not experienced -18 in Scotland, so I was probably not in the parts that get to -18.
I'm gonna go with it's damp cold, so that's cold.
Yeah. But yeah. Minus 18 damp cold. Ooh.
Very different.
That's crispy.
My northern knits mug.
Oh, I'm so branded today. I have my sweatshirt and I have my tote bag and I even have my mug. I'm just obscenely branded today.
Yeah. Did you fix the store? Yeah, that's what I thought. Guys, welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit craft everything in between. My name is Jocelyn and my co-host is...
Swallowing a mouthful of coffee.
Diana. Well done. We are, as always, monitored by the great tiny dictator.
I
don't know where she is.
Oh, getting into trouble then.
So, yeah. Yeah. We're gonna go with getting into trouble somewhere where mom can't see us. So, it is the month of lives. We've reached December, so all of the month of December you will catch us here on Sundays at noon Manitoba time, where we will sit and chat and stress along with Diana as she struggles to get her stuff done by deadline.
I don't like deadlines.
I know you don't.
Or rather, I love deadlines. I love the whooshing sound they make as they pass me by.
I don't just have one beverage today. I have two.
I mean, I always have a cup of water in addition to my coffee, but you legit have two beverages.
Two bevies! I got some decaf coffee, because I got decaf instant coffee, and I'm trying those instant coffee things I saw on Instagram earlier. And then I couldn't just buy a small thing of orange juice. I needed a big size. I needed a real person sized thing of orange juice. So I'm having some orange juice and coffee.
That always struck me as a very dad combination. My dad would always do that, have orange juice and coffee.
If you had told my childhood or teenager self that I would be an orange drinker, not an apple juice drinker, when I was in my 40s, I would have laughed you out of the room. I wouldn't touch orange juice when I was younger. I didn't like it. Now I won't touch apple juice. Cider, however, I will drink cider, which is just fermented apple juice.
How the tables have turned. Turns have tabled. Yeah. Yep,
that's lovely.
We'll table the turns.
I'm assuming you're not doing a double coffee day today.
No, I'm having a normal single coffee. I'm having an Americano, which is watered down espresso. It's a watered down espresso kind of day. As always, from Smile Tiger, because that's just pretty much exclusively where it's the local roaster that delivers to my house.
I need to send you the thing where they take espresso shots and essentially turn them into coffee foam.
Coffee foam.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go find it. I saved it somewhere. There's so many files in that one folder. I will go find it and I will send it to you. It requires an espresso, a milk frother, and like two or three other things.
I have the first two ingredients, which seem like the important parts.
They're the harder parts. I need a milk frother, something fierce. All right. We've got a podcast.
We do.
Heads up. Jocelyn doesn't remember what her grocery order slot is for today. So if Diana has to hold the fort down randomly, it's because we've reached that time. I can't remember if I said one or two, and I didn't have time to stop and read my emails to go find the receipt.
That's all right. I can hold down the fort. Me and chat can have a little conversation.
I'm hoping to, but I don't remember. There was a lot yesterday. I didn't have a show or a double coffee day. I just had a lot of computer day. Well, the tech gremlin struck, right? So I uploaded the Choose Your Own Adventure, but it wouldn't activate correctly. I actually had to take out the PDF, re-upload the PDF, give it a price, take the price away, save all that progress, back out, go back in, and then activate. It took me 4 hours to fix it. No problem. It just didn't work. And then I individually replied to everybody who commented that they couldn't join the.
On that note, our Choose Your Own Adventure Mystery Knit-Along to celebrate 7 years of podcasting is live now on Ravelry.
just Sundays to the Gremlins, and I was doing that while helping my mom shop for my dad's Christmas presents online. On the
oof, oof. Oh.
And then I ordered from a place I've never ordered from before, so I sent it to my sister's house. So then I had to call my sister and go. So between this date, December, a box shows up for me. Pretend to be me. That's your father's Christmas present. If you don't gift wrap for free, have your brother, have your husband drop it off on Monday on the way home so I can get her wrapped. She said, okay.
Okay.
She's like, if I have wrapping paper, I gift wrap for free. She's like, if it shows up not wrapped, I ran out of wrapping paper. Fair. Fair. Both of us have decided this year, that's it. We're not buying anymore. When we're out, it's also the last year we're giving gifts. So we're just
going to try to
make do for the last year, and then we're finished. So why stockpile something we literally will not be using next year?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I found out with so much wrapping paper, and I don't really know why.
It's just, it's, oh, well, I mean, if it's one-sided, you could at least turn it into pattern paper.
Hmm.
For sewing patterns, like for half circle skirts and stuff.
Especially if it's got the nice little squares on the back.
Yes, but a lot of wrapping paper is double-sided these days.
Really?
Yeah. Not all of it, but a lot of it. I've got some double-sided, I've got some non-double-sided, I've got some brown craft paper, which is actually for patterning.
I have brown paper. We're wrapping packages.
Yes. It helps. It helps. All right, shall we do a podcast?
Yeah, let me catch up on chat.
Absolutely.
Hang on.
Let's sneeze first.
Nope. I am just ever so very slightly allergic to the candle that I lit.
Then why did
not
you
enough
light it?
Because it smells really good and it's only very, is... very, very slight.
What a... just woman.
It's not enough that it's gonna stop me. It just means I'm just a touch extra sneezy. It means I go from like 0 sneezes an hour to like 2 sneezes an hour. It's not enough to stop me from lighting the candle that smells really good.
So many good smelling things out there. You don't need to have that one.
Well, I bought this candle and I'm gonna light it, so
there. All right.
Anyway, catching up on chat. Emma Jane was saying I'm about a 15-minute drive from Loch Ness. Okay, I vaguely know where that is. I've been to Loch Ness. Not in the winter, though. And minus 18 was about 30 minutes south of me. Okay.
I want to go to Scotland and Ireland and England and everywhere. I want to go anywhere.
It's a good time. Can recommend. Knitting Purple has joined us. Evening, everyone. Raining here in Yorkshire.
Ooh.
Damp day all around. Tammy says, hi from Baltimore. After 65 Fahrenheit yesterday and chopping up leaves, misty, foggy, damp day, only good for knitting and podcasts. I agree. It is also a misty, damp day here.
We're clear and sunny with a high of +1 to +2 Celsius today.
Oh, we've just gone up to 2 degrees. Still very foggy. It's getting foggier, like the houses across the street are obscured, level of fog.
Yep, you're in the zombie apocalypse. No, you're even set in Silent Hill. Is it Silent Hill games?
Oh, I don't know. I don't play horror games.
That's the one with the legs. They're just legs. There's nothing else to them. Anyway, it's a super foggy, misty. It's supposed to evoke spooky vibes.
Yeah.
Right? I was watching a girlfriend do a playthrough of it. I was just like, okay, who smoked the illicit drug substance at the top of the hill while the wind was... Come on now, people. She's like, you know, this is supposed to be horror-induced. Am I not with my commentary? Oh, those are some nice gams walking around. Jocelyn! I can't help it. That's what I do.
Oh man,
Diana
is putting
off starting because she's got more projects than I do.
I am. Sherry was saying, I always love the apple lime juice from Sunripe. I have so much wrap because every year the patterns are irresistible. There's a lot
They're
of cute
so
wrapping
cute.
Paper.
They're so cute. I don't need them. just.
Oh, and Cherry says yes, it's Silent Hill. Very
Silent
spooky.
Hill? Okay, good. Yeah, unless I'm doing the commentary for it, yes.
If I ever play a horror game on Twitch, there's like a stream with someone thing, so we'll You'll put you with on me. With me, and you can commentate because I will be too busy hyperventilating and screaming.
Or I'll be like, quick, where did I put that piece of dynamite? I put it somewhere. Listen, growly face, go see a dentist. Get out of my face. I'm busy right now. You played Borderlands with me. What do you hear out of my commentary? Oh, found a wall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck in the toilet. Someone come get me. Fast action. I am not. As mysterious Mr. B would still let me drive if I offer to, and he asks every time, and I go, no. I drove once. That was bad. I'm not doing that again.
Shay says, I scream so much. It's scary games / movies / life, etc. Same. Same.
I'm not a big jumper. I will jump. I'm not a big jumper.
And Lisa says, morning all, it's about 13 degrees and rainy. Yesterday's 4 centimeters of rain made waves done. Made waves run down the hill I live on. Surfs up.
You got two more shows to go?
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Two more shows, yeah.
I got two more performances. Last big practice tonight, and then Wednesday, and then the big one Saturday.
Oh, that means next Sunday's live, you will be quite the treat.
I will, especially because we're going out after, and you best believe I am not driving myself home.
No, but you are going to be so lovely to interact with next Sunday. I can't wait.
I'm going to have zero brain cells left.
I will be extra cheerful and loud just for you. She has to start first, folks. She's got more items than I do.
I gotta start first. Okay, working on stuff. What have I been working on? Let's start with the boring thing. Okay. To absolutely nobody's surprise, I still haven't finished The Mitten.
Jeez. Your family's in town as of Monday, right?
Yes. However, this is for one of the Charlies, and they're not in town till Friday. So I have a few extra days.
Uh-huh. That's the first of 4 mittens to make 2 pairs. Just so we keep in check here. One of 4 people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made an easy pattern. I swear it's a quick
knit. Yeah, you did.
I swear it's a quick knit.
So this is Jocelyn's midwinter mittens pattern. I messed around with the stripes a little bit because I'm not doing it in 5 colors. And I can't just leave a mitten pattern well enough alone, apparently, even though it's a perfectly good mitten pattern, and I just can't.
She messes with it. That's fine.
It's just stripes. I feel like after 12 years of knitting, I can mess with the striping a little bit.
All right.
I should have the skills to just change the stripes. And I made it through the thumb gusset. It's fine.
I like the thumb gusset. The thumb gusset is quite beautiful. Have you put that on your hand?
I have too many ends on the inside with all these stripes, so it's a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah, I didn't weave in as I went with the first pair of ones I made. I had regrets. I wove in after that all the time.
Struggle. Okay.
So much makes my life easier.
But yeah, I did it like that.
Isn't that a nice thumb gusset?
Ugh, it is.
I really like that thumb gusset. I just really.
So this is all Fireweed Fiber Co. yarn in various Buffy colorways. The green is Fairly Freaksome. The pinky brown, the brown with little pink bits, yeah, this one, is I'm Under Your Spell.
Oh, yeah. And then the last ones Don't Speak Latin in front of the books.
Yeah. So my brown and my orange are very similar, which is why I wanted just a thin stripe of the green in between them. Because I'm concerned that I don't have enough of the green to do full-size stripes across 4 mittens, especially with it being the cuff as well.
Fair.
Which is why I made the green stripes skinny. That is the only reason. It's a yarn usage concern.
Fair.
I would much rather have done the pattern exactly as written and have had thicker stripes, but well, I want to make four mittens the same, and I wasn't sure if I would have enough green.
As I did, I wrote down the color transition through the thumb gusset for everybody, so you didn't even have to think about it while you were doing the thumb gusset.
I know, it's nice. It's nice. Don't do me, just do the pattern as written.
Took how long it took me to write that out so it was correct. Oh, man. The number of times I read and went, nope, that's not right. Read again, nope, that's still not right. Third time, do I even know how to count? The answer is no.
The answer is often no.
No.
Surprisingly.
No, I cannot count. I cannot add. I cannot reverse math. I cannot.
Math? Sometimes math is just way too hard. Like the basic stuff, like grade one math. Just way too hard.
Way too hard. All right. So, we'll talk about the gift mit first. A bit more progress has been made on the garter scarf of doom. I have now connected a very nice, dark, rich kind of teal blue color? Green color? Ooh. I don't know what color that is.
Wow, that it's so blue it messes with your color balance completely. It turns everything else green.
It's really blue. But I am working on the next section of those colors. So I put in a little marker because we're at the point now where like this beast's getting kind of long. So I made this much progress.
That's not bad.
6 inches.
It's not bad at all.
So I'm going to move my progress keeper up. I literally just work on this like late at night when my brain's fried and I'm trying to listen to news. Or if it's like super early in the morning and my brain's not awake and I'm trying to wake up and I'm listening to the news. Sensing a theme in there.
When brain cells equals zero. Garter stitch scarf.
Garter stitch scarf. Which is good because this has got a farther deadline than everything else. The boyfriend is visiting with other doing a thing with his military group over Christmas. So this will get to him after Christmas.
Nice. So you still got some time on that then?
I still have a bit of time on that, which is lovely. I'll take it because garter scarves, while very simple, are very
boring.
Yeah, you get bored. Like, you have to do it when you have no spoons. Because if you've got any spoons, you'll check out, because it's boring.
It's the no-spoon scarf.
It's the no-spoon scarf. But that is the first thing. I'm working entirely out of acrylic scraps. He specified he didn't care what color, so he's getting this. I've got a bit of extra time, so I might try to see if I can sneak in a matching hat mitten. Which just means there will also be color work stripes. They'll just be mittens and a hat. In nice. Garter, probably not.
Hmm.
Mostly because garter and the round's a pain in the butt.
Fair.
Alright. That's my first one.
Melanie just popped in a chat. Hi all, just home from work. Happy December. Happy December to you, and congratulations on being done work for the day.
Month of the year.
All right, sorry, I just got to finish like one more stitch. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Well, see, I finished the round. If I finish one more stitch.
Ugh.
Ugh. And I don't like putting things down in the middle of rounds. That's how you drop stitches. Okay, where are we at? Does this?
In my life, where I've picked up something and it's been in the middle of the row is.
Here we go. I did a little more work on Mr. Diane Steinkrieger. This is the sweater that I had done up to the armpits, and then he tried it on and it was too small, and then I checked my gauge and I was like three whole stitches off, and I'm like, the fuck?
Hey, we're live, watch your swearing.
It's with a Q, it's one word and it ends with a Q. The heck there.
Uh-huh.
So
we get YouTube trouble and it's not my fault.
We're allowed one and we're still PG, I think. PG-13 or something. Anyway, so I've got like... How many inches of progress do you figure that is? Like 8 inches of progress?
Yeah. It's a bulky sweater, man. It
it's
flies.
A bulky sweater in the round. So it's going much better now. And now that I'm using the correct size needles, it's growing even faster. Because it's the same number of stitches around, but I can already tell that it's bigger.
Good.
Yeah. Like, it's... It's a lot bigger.
Good. Well, I mean, your husband Go is figure. Larger than you.
Yes. So this is going to be much better. Oh my gosh. Like I'm just...
Guys, he's like barely my size. He's not that much bigger than Diana.
No. I do occasionally steal his t-shirts and they're just like a bit baggy on me.
Yeah. He's
like
not
a relaxed fit kind of deal. So that's the Steinkrieger. It's going to have color work and it's going to be the inverse of my white one with the gray color work. So he's going to have gray with white color work. And I'm going to make it the right size. And I still have to rip out and redo the sleeves.
Hey, listen, it's roundy knitting, which means it's perfect while your family's visiting.
Yes.
And now that you've discovered that you can do a ribbed hem in the dark, you can absolutely do a ribbed hem on a cuff while visiting.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, that's where that's at. I should get a progress keeper for this. I'm going to get a progress keeper because I absolutely could not remember if I'd worked on it since last week. I'm going to find that.
You get a progress keeper and I will talk about why I don't have the little long sweater cast on.
No, okay.
I know. It seems weird. Do you know what? Because we know me. I know. We all know me. I will put off sleeves forever. They are not my favorite thing to knit. I will work on socks before I work on sleeves, guys. It's a thing. So I am not allowed to cast on my knit-along sweater till the sleeves are done on this flippin' moonbeam sweater. But I have to get it done. Now, I have picked up my sleeves. I'm going to do them two at a time. So I picked up the sleeves. The body is done. I even woven the ends. Just need to give them a trim. I'm going to flip it out inside out here so I can show everybody. This chart. There you go. Here's the moonbeam sweater. I knit
That's
in the
so
round
pretty.
Backwards, so it's my needles are on the inside. But the body is finished. We got ourselves a fully complete body.
Nice.
Walking on watch. If you were follow us on Instagram, you would have seen this earlier this week. She's done. I gave it a little washi blocking because I had a little bit of ripple going on. I was like, oh, am I too tight? My floats in some sections. She just needed a block. Okay, good. Woven my ends on the body. And I picked up the stitches on my sleeve, but I am not allowed to start my knit-along cardigan till I get the sleeves knit. Guys, the sleeves are 1 inch shorter than the body of the sweater, and it's a 5T. They're so short sleeves. So short sleeves? That's not English. The sleeves are going to be so short compared to what I have to knit for. Just get it done.
I had a specific one in mind.
Took me an hour and a half because I didn't have them on a needle, so I had to.
I found my coffee and donuts.
Yes, it's got to be the coffee and donuts. So I spent an hour and a half picking up the stitches on the top shoulder because they were just on waist yarn, and then I spent 5 minutes picking up and casting on stitches on the underarm because I used the most tool in my toolkit as a knitter, my crochet hook. Or then my snips or my tapestry needles. It's my crochet hook. My little crochet. It picks up slip stitches. It picks up stitches under arms. It'll hold things because I can't be bothered to go find cable needles 90% of the time. I throw it on the crochet hook. My most used knitting tool is a crochet hook.
Crochet hooks are great, not just for crochet.
They're so useful. They're so, so handy. So I've got my beginning of round set up. I got my ball of yarn split in two. I have to split the white ball of yarn in two, and then I'm ready to start by charts. The charts don't go for very long. You just get that little flight pattern here on the bottom for a couple of rounds. And then it's just red sleeve the rest of the way down. I'm not too sure where I'm going to put the sleeve decrease in, because they're kind of vague on that. And since I am not the adult human that cares for the small human, I'm going to guess and not do too many and leave it a free sleeve so that it can be pushed up to the elbows and like too long. Fold it down when it's at the point where it's not going to consume her entire sum. Because guys, I made a 5T, the child's 3. I mean, we'll be 4 in May, but you know what I mean. The child's 3. So there you go. I am using 2 colors of Impeccable. I'm using cherry as the red base and white as the white. I know, it's exciting. However, it makes for a very cheerful, bright, colorful sweater. It's just so pretty. I'm so happy with how it turns out. The pattern is well written. If I had a small human or a clothing of the small human that I needed to increase from, that's been my only complication, and that's just simply because I am not the caretaker or parental unit of said small human. So I'm guessing.
Fair. June joins us, rushes in clutching a hot bowl of homemade soup. Sorry, forgot you were live.
Ooh, homemade soup! I'm thinking about making some ginger carrot soup this week.
I got mushrooms and leeks.
Ooh.
To make a like mushroom leek soup, which is supposed to be vegan, except then I go and put bacon in it because having crispy salty things in a soup is just really good.
Not bar.
If you want to make a table full of vegans mad, talk about adding bacon to an otherwise vegan dish.
Shit. I like potato leek soup better.
Not
leek mushroom.
I'm not huge on the potato soups.
Oddly enough, my massive obsession with potatoes also leads into potato-y soups.
Something about the texture of, like, broken down potato in a soup is just like, it's alright, but not my favorite.
See, I'll use red potatoes as filler, because they cream, or yellow potatoes, because they cream really well. So I'll use them or, like, white beans instead of heavy cream in cream-based soups when I blend them.
Okay.
To get that richer, creamier texture without adding the dairy, because I can't do the dairy, right? Well, no, I could do the dairy, but I don't. Right? I'm not really. I don't think that thing I should to do. Now, if the apocalypse comes, I will go back to eating cheese and being in pain. Fine, we are not in the apocalypse, so right now I do not have to be in pain to consume.
No.
That's how that works.
Chat says your sweater is very cute.
It is very cute.
And they are good colors.
They're nice and cheerful. I'm thinking about taking, because I'm going to have all of the cherry left over, I'm thinking about taking that and some of the leftover black or something that I have and making a little cardigan. Because I've got a friend who's due in January.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it doesn't matter what gender the baby is.
Mm-hmm.
Red and black are just bright, cheerful, neutral. Or dark neutral colors. Because if you do the elbow
classic colors,
black, but the sweaters in red.
Oh, yeah.
Or do the, ooh, if I do the patches in gray and match the gray to gray buttons, I already have.
You know, ooh.
Gray and red, little Gramps cardigan. Maybe I'll do that. No promises, because I'm not starting anything for that child, because it's not here till January.
That's fair.
I could have changed my mind by then. We all know me, right?
Change your mind 16 dish? Times. Like, go back to the original idea.
I was looking at stuff yesterday. I didn't even open my advent for yesterday. I was like, I want to do something with my advent. I used up my advent calendar. I mean, it was in my old pattern, but I used up my advent. I keep that trend. And I'm like, but I don't want a shawl. I don't think. There's some beautiful advent shawls out there. Just stunning advent. So like kind of tempted, because then I'd have like two. I'd have my massive monstrosity of a blanket scarf, which I love. I love so much I put it somewhere safe so I can't find it.
Oh, jeez.
It'll show up eventually.
Don't do that. Awesome.
Gotta stop putting things somewhere safe. But I want to use up the advent I have this year. And I'm thinking, there's enough yardage. I'm going to fade through a shirt, I think. think you're gonna fade through like a long sleeve sweater or something, right?
Nice.
Just a nice pullover.
Yeah, I was seeing some of those Advent sweaters, and I'm like,
You got an Advent calendar.
I know.
It would look really nice.
I mean, it's not happening right now because I have too many things, but as a thing to do eventually with an Advent calendar.
Still heavily tempted. Still. But I, of course, don't like any of the patterns that use scrappies or color work, which is color, like it's changing colors every other room. What I like is the very, it's a beautiful classic scoop neck occurring weight pullover. Sweater, like the Woodwows kind of idea, only in crochet. Then I would just strap on my own, I think. It's the one I like the best. So, what I'm going to have to do, I suspect, because I fell down the rabbit hole. And so, I asked for suggestions. A whole bunch of suggestions came in, and they were freaking amazing. And I keep going back to that plain t-shirt style and going, you know, if I just striped this, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Because if I'm smart about it, I open up my big skein and I do my ribbing at the top of my big skein and my ribbing at my cuffs and my hem in my big skein, and then I just work through the color in the body. I think that's what's going to end up happening, guys. I think that's what's going to end up happening.
I like this plan. Chat's been talking about soups. Jude says, soups here were leek and potato, cream of mushroom, and cream of chicken. And Sherry?
Cream of mushroom, tomato, and chicken noodle.
Tomato and chicken noodle. Sherry says, I make an insanely delicious Cullen skink soup with Canadian modifications. I don't know what that is.
Canadian modifications.
I like that. I can guess what Canadian modifications are, but I don't know what a Cullen skink is.
Specifically, who are country?
What's Cullen skink?
I make all sorts of soups. I want to try making a lasagna soup.
Ooh. Knitting Purple says my favorite soup is chowder.
Chowder. I miss eating full dairy chowder.
I enjoy chowder for like 4 or 5 spoonfuls, and then it just hits me out, like, you know when you're eating a dessert and it's so rich and there's just like that point where it's like, nope, this is too much, it's not good anymore. I hit that point after like 4 spoonfuls of soup, so it's really good, but I can't eat a whole bowl of it. I can have like the teensiest little cup of it, and then it's just like, nope, I'm done.
Have you not watched me chain eat desserts like it's my smoking habit? I don't know if I have maximum too rich sweet dessert tooth. I'm not sure.
That's fair. I definitely do, and I definitely hit it quickly.
If I was a man, I'd have gout if I could. Alright. That's it for my two projects. I just have my craft off thing, so.
Alright, I have 4 more stitches in this round, and then I can talk very briefly about my little long from yesterday. No, ooh, Friday. Yes.
Friday.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not allowed. I have to finish the sleeves of the moonbeam first.
Ooh, this says, otherwise, I love my lentil soup. Lentils are good. I enjoy lentil soup.
I want to make an adult ramen soup.
Ramen. Oh, Mr. Diana makes the most excellent beef noodle soup. Homemade noodles, like, it's really good. That might be my favorite soup.
That's fair.
He makes a really good soup. What was I saying? Little long.
Yes.
I swatched for the librarian pullover. So first of all, I'm using Dragon Horde Yarns Cinnamon Apricot Spice. It's a DK tweed. And I didn't realize that the librarian actually called for worsted weight, or like heavy DK. And this is not a heavy DK. So I'm swatching. I swatched with the recommended needles. And this is This is still like lacking a stitch across 4 inches. I've washed and blocked these now. Blocking is generous. I laid it flat to dry so that it was in a relatively square shape.
Well, you're supposed to block it the way you're going to care for the finished garment.
Which is to lay it flat and put it in roughly a square shape.
Yeah, so that is for you blocking.
So this was the recommended needle where I was like, it's depending how it blocks, I might even need to go with a bigger needle. But like you can see through this fabric. And I'm like, that's not good sweater fabric. So I went
on how warm you were in the sweater.
I went down a size. And I like this fabric better. Okay. But I might even still go down one more size and then do the math and make a bigger size.
Okay. See if you like it even just a touch denser.
Yeah, because I'm concerned about how it wears, because like the looser the gauge, the more like the harder it is on the individual fibers of the yarn. So I'm thinking I might, like, this might be what I do, and like it's got some nice drape. You're but I'm thinking okay for drape. And also this is superwash, which I've learned grows. Excuse me, a as lot. You wear it.
It grows a lot.
So I'm thinking I might go down even one more size and then figure out, do a little bit of math and figure out what bigger size I need to use the stitch counts for. Mm-hmm. I'll use the stitch counts from the bigger size to get a size that's actually like the proper size because the yarn's smaller.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you can see through this fabric, and I don't like that. I want a solid sweater.
See, I like the looser gauge sweaters for the drape, but I'm not looking for the heat. I'm just looking for the...
Yeah, and I'm a very cold person, and...
You're looking for the heat.
Yeah. And it's like, I want the sweater to be like have a little more structure, because this is a lot of drape for a sweater for me, and I want a little more structure.
Where is she? Stresses me out when she hides.
So I will have to swatch yet again. Yeah, because this was these were 5mm needles, so I think I'm gonna go down to a 4.5.
Okay.
And see how that does. However, I believe I'm currently using my 4.5s for various mittens. So I've got to finish the great mittening this week.
The great mittening.
The great mittening.
Apparently, my sibling has messaged me. Cool. You really do need to finish the Great Mittening this week?
I do.
Crazy lady?
Uh-oh. Melanie says, I just checked the weather here. What? Sorry, what about your sister?
She might be an evil genius, she says.
Oh, no. That's terrifying.
Oh, boy. That's a thing.
Melanie says, I just checked the weather. There is an advisory out. 10 to 15 centimeters of wet snow tonight. Ew.
Yeah, wet snow. Ontario and the East Coast might get their first big snow dump of the year. Like, a lot in 24 hours. Depending on their temperatures.
Beh.
And whether or not it shows up.
That's always, yeah. Will it show up? I don't know.
You'll know when it gets there.
But yeah, we can also have, like, wildly... Like, we got a dump of snow the other day. We got about, like, 4 or 5 inches here. It's all melted now, but we got, like, maybe, like, 4, maybe 5 inches here. B, out an hour west of here, got fully 8 inches. And Sibling in Toronto, which is an hour east, didn't get anything.
It's... Doesn't take long for weather to change.
Weird little microclimates in this area.
Well, it's the same here. Between here and Brandon, or here and Boisjeur, or here and Steinbeck, or here and Stonewall, the weather's different.
It's fair. There was one time where the edge of the weather was like, just happened to land halfway through Stonewall, and my mom was talking to somebody who lived like on the other side of town, which the other side of town is a 20-minute walk.
Yeah, guys, it's
a 20-minute walk. And she was she was just talking on the phone, like, oh yeah, this rain's is like really coming down. And her friend was like, what rain?
What rain?
20-minute walk.
The weather's different between me and my sister's house. We live in the same city.
Weather's weird.
Weather's weird. Shall we do some craft of chat?
Yes, I'm very concerned about the outdoors. There's like weird, like mysterious music coming from the outdoors and the fog's getting thicker. I don't know where the mysterious music is coming from. I'm very concerned.
You're in the zombie apocalypse. I hope you
I might be. It's very concerning. O'Shea was saying you also need a denser fabric to accommodate the stitch pattern for the librarian, otherwise it won't look right. That is also a consideration, because it's got the twisty things. The twists.
Yes. The twists. I like the density of fabric I have. It's not too loose, it's not too tight. And the pattern should show up fine. I mean, I'm not really going to see it anyway.
But you can feel it.
But I'll be able to feel it. That's the part, though.
Sherry says, last winter it was blizzards in my backyard, but not in my front yard. And Jude says, we've had it rain on one side of the house, but not the other.
Not the other? Yeah. Weather's weird.
Weather's weird.
Weather's weird. I want to find out what won for Diana.
All right, craft off. Let's talk craft off. I have it here. No, I have it here. There we go. All right, so we had some very clear winners. Do we want to talk very briefly about what the options were?
We have to talk about what last month's was.
Oh, last month. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, let's talk last month's.
Hey, now.
So last month.
I'm still by thunder.
Sorry. Last month, what was your thing?
I had the tea house wrap to make.
Oh, yeah.
Out of a pound o' love in red. Because everybody voted for red.
All right.
You were
going to
do your mom's mittens.
Yeah, I was going to do my mom's mittens out of the orange and gray that I had left over from my flax sweater.
Yes.
Using your midwinter mittens pattern?
Yes.
Hence, it's part of the great mittening for Christmas.
The great mittening. The great mittening. How'd those go for you, Diana? Diana? You had all mine. you were going to be up knitting so late this week.
For audio listeners, I am currently holding up a half-finished single mitten.
So late all week knitting.
Part of the reason I was up so late last night was because I went, oh my god, I have a cuff in like four rounds. So I've done from like here up since like midnight last night.
It's a fast knit.
It's very fast. Like I've done from the gusset up just since we've been streaming. It's very fast. If I dedicated like 4 hours to it,
I'd be done. No more romantic walks with your husband. You are grounded until you finish your mittens.
I'm very grounded from the stupid fruit matching game that I got on the Switch. I'm grounded from that until I finish the mittens. Suika game is adorable and addictive, and too many of my hours went to it this week. Anyway. Here we go. It's going great. Mitten. So,
this
yeah.
This is what's left of the pound of love ball.
Liz says mitten fail. Yeah. Mitten fail. It's a mitten fail.
Yes.
All right, so if that's what's left of the pound of love, I'm guessing you're about to hold up a finished shawl and blow me out of the water?
Yep. This is a finished tea house wrap with tassels, ends woven in everything.
Oh my. Yeah, you absolutely blew me out of the water and blew the water away too. There is no water left.
All done.
Good job.
And these are not small tassels.
No, those are beefy tassels. You don't do small tassels.
I don't believe in tiny tassels. Oops. Stuck in the wire.
Oh, no.
And there we go. I have a big squishy shawl.
It's glorious.
So this is the crochet version of the coffee shop shawl, which I already have made. So now I have both versions of the shawl. One in chocolate brown and one in this nice red. Which will look so good with my winter coat, which is winter white.
Yes. Oh, you can look Christmassy all winter. White and red?
I can look Canadian all winter, man.
Also Canadian, pie. yeah. Sorry, I've got Christmas on the brain.
And I have two more balls of pound of red.
Pound of red?
Pound of red, yeah. All right.
Love that.
Completed, I think.
I have not been keeping a running tally of who's won with the craft offs, because I know we've had some draws some months.
Oh, I've had some.
And some months we've both won, and some months we've both lost, so I absolutely don't know. I could go back and figure it out. I might go back and figure it out for the end of the year.
Sure.
Because I'm curious. I'm certain I've lost.
Good news. Diana's probably going to have to hold.
Oh, your groceries have arrived? You want toilet paper again?
They're out for delivery.
Okay.
So it's 1 to 2 is my slot. Now I know.
Good.
All right. Let's talk about this month's craft off.
Yes. What were your options?
We were picking between the cream tweed and the gray tweed to go with the 4 shades of purple Holst that I have. To make the shawl I wrote but never made. It even has a name, guys. Like, that's how finished the writing is. It has a name.
Wow, okay, what's it called?
It's literally just Northern something. Northern... I'm not looking at it right now, I don't remember. I don't remember my birthday without sitting here and thinking about it really hard, guys.
That's fair.
I've renamed the fork. Words are not my strong suit. Yeah, I've forgotten everything else fell into my head. I just need stitch counts. That's all I need. And it could, like, go to testers. So I literally just need to cast it on. So I have the purple. I'm not going to hold up all the purple. I'm going to answer my phone and receive my grocery.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right. I'll talk about mine for a little bit then.
You betcha. Hello? You betcha. I'll meet you downstairs.
Chat, remind me when Jocelyn comes back to turn to unmute her. All right, my craft off choices are, I'm going to make vanilla socks for me because it's been a hot minute since I've made vanilla socks for me. It's been a hot minute since I've made socks. The last time I made socks was for my dad's birthday, which is the beginning of October. So I haven't knit socks since the beginning of October. And I haven't knit socks for me in quite a while. So the choices were these very bright colors from Sea Panda Yarns. There's like a purple and a yellow. The colors are so blown out. This is so bright. Okay. Can I make this slightly less bright? Okay. So there's a very rich purple and to a very bright yellow, and then the contrast color is this sort of yellowy highlighter color, like a slightly more green highlighter, which it's so bright, it's very blown out on camera. But I promise you it's purple and yellow and kind of highlighter green. Hello, Lelo. Lelo. Mary, hi. Thanks for joining us. That was way too much effort to say hello. I'm holding down the fort while Jocelyn gets her grocery delivery. It's going great. My other choice for vanilla socks was from Midknit Cravings. The main skein is called Spiced Latte. It's like a white with dark green and like orangey speckles. And then the contrast mini was Afternoon Tea, and it kind of matches the orangey speckles. Does the bright skein have a name? No. No, there was no colorway name for the bright colors. But $1 from the purchase of the skein goes towards orchidconservancy.org, which is cool. So my choices were between cozy drink colors and super bright colors. And it was a very, very clear winner. It was, in fact, absolutely unanimous on Instagram. I'm just going to announce it because I'm running out of words to kill time with. So with 74% of the votes across YouTube and Instagram, bright colors. It was absolutely unanimous on Instagram. Everybody wanted bright colors. Which is great. I've never knit with Sea Pandy yarns before, so I get to try a new thing. So we're going to have the brightest socks, and I'm very excited. No love for the cozy drink socks. We're doing bright colors. Oh, Jocelyn's back. I need to unmute.
I was like, unmute!
Unmute, yes! I have remembered.
That guy helped me up first.
Nice.
But a tip. A tipping. They helped me upstairs. Tip. Too far. You just drop at the door, you don't get a tip.
Fair. I had just finished announcing.
That was early. Who won?
Bright colors with 74% of the vote.
Oh, yeah, the thing I voted for won. Yeah.
By a lot. It was absolutely unanimous on Instagram.
It's going to be
so I've been making very bright socks.
Cheerful bright colors.
Yeah, cheerful
for
bright
your
colors.
Zombie apocalypse.
It's getting thicker.
Yeah, I told you. You're going to make a zombie film.
I might be in a zombie film.
Trip, Chris.
Would you like to know which one of yours won?
Ooh,
it was
yes,
also.
Gray
or it cream. Was, yeah, between cream and gray to go with all your purples.
Yeah.
With 80% of the vote.
Ooh, that's decisive.
Gray is the winner.
All right. That is not even remotely ambiguous.
The audience says gray.
So much. So we got all these purples. I don't even know how to hold up all these purples.
That's a lot of purples.
All these purples? And the gray.
I think that's a good choice. I mean, both of them were good choices.
Hey!
There's a tiny dictator in the background.
Yeah, well, I had to pull the things that came in a bag out of the bag. None of it needs to be refrigerated, right? But, because if I leave the bags down, she plays with the bags and then she gets stuck in the handles.
Oh,
and then
of course.
We get the mommy I'm stuck cry.
Right.
Which causes me to panic because it's a very decisive cry and I'm always worried like that she's super seriously stuck. No, it's like she's in the laundry hamper and can't. But once, when before she was two, she came down really hard off a surface and injured her leg. So now I'm in full-blown panic mode because you'll probably remember there was like for months afterwards there were pillows all over mm-hmm. my floor where she liked to jump down so she wouldn't re-injure her.
Yeah.
Ugh. I spent so much time running around after her going, don't jump off there! Jump onto the pillow!
Mm-hmm.
You can't decide you're hungry now. I asked you twice. Once at 11, once at 11:45. Now you have to wait.
So you're getting gray and purple and I'm getting
purple
and yellow, very bright colors.
Northern
they're so blown
something.
Out on camera that's it's a much richer purple in person.
I'm so excited because that's gonna be a first time for either of us working in Sea Panda, and we both bought a skein of her yarn. So nice to talk to. That was mm-hmm. literally like over a year ago. I'm the worst.
Yeah, that was at Edmonton,
so
wasn't it?
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. One of the few times we've been able to do a festival outside of Manitoba together.
It was a good time. That was a wild week because I came straight from Toronto for a work thing.
Yep. Well, yeah, because you'd gone to Vegas, then you did a Toronto work thing, and then you went straight to Edmonton. No, that was.
No, I didn't do Vegas that year. No, it was just, I'd been in Toronto all week for a work thing, and then I left Toronto, and then immediately, like, I didn't come home first. I went from Toronto to Edmonton.
That was
it was the only time in my life I've booked one-way plane tickets. Because I took the train into Toronto for the work thing, and then I flew from Toronto to Edmonton, and then Edmonton back to Waterloo. It was weird doing one-way plane tickets.
Well, I have to finish podcasting. Yeah, podcasting. I don't just talk to you. I talk to people on the internet.
No, you don't. We're figments of your imagination.
Some days you might be.
Sherry says Merlin does the same thing with the bags, except he gets freaked out and runs around the house wearing it like a cape.
No, she stops and just stands there and cries like the pitiful creature she is until someone... This is the same cat that will stop 2 feet from her food dish, fall over, and just ooze on the floor. Just roll over because but we cannot walk the 2 feet to where the food has just been put down. Somebody must care again.
Right.
Because that is the breed of special creature I've got. Remember, she also doesn't eat chicken. Cat makes no sense. It's fine. All right. Gray, right? I wonder, can I pull up another shawl in a month? Probably not. Not in fingering weight at 300 grams. I'm going to try anyway.
It's a lot of shawl. When we're racing with our librarian sweaters.
I'm going to have... Don't you dare.
Oh, we're wiggling.
It's because she's walking behind me. I can't.
Oh, hello. Hi. Oh, my.
Hello. Do you need to be right up here? Okay. The internet doesn't need to see your butt.
Demanding. Holy.
The internet doesn't need to see your butt. That's rude. Probably not, but I'm gonna try. For sure, progress. But I do have the little long. I'll have some crafting with Louise. Then there'll be other things going on, because there's always other things.
Always.
So, not likely, but I'm gonna see how much progress I can make. Ideally, I'd like to be through the first 150 grams. Like, I'd like to be at, like, that halfway point.
Yeah.
Could you take your claws out of my back? Yeah, then you can sit down further. You've got your foot stuck in my shirt top. Yeah, it's stuck in there. What are you going to do about it? Just be in my face. Okay.
Just oozes. Wow.
Hello. You better meet my small child. She's technically a senior citizen this year.
Really? She's that old?
Her face. She's six.
Oh, yeah. She's nearly as old as the podcast.
Wow.
Well, how about that? She can get the senior's discount.
I wish she got a senior's discount. We're still too active to move to senior's food, though. Do not eat that cord.
But it's delicious. Delicious forbidden spaghetti.
Yes. Stop it. I gave you tuna juice this morning. Why are you bothering? Because I gave you tuna juice this morning. I decided on some tuna for breakfast today, so... Yes, are you comfy now? My arms are going to fall off you way too much. Guys, shall we do an unscripted Patreon ad?
Let's do an unscripted Patreon ad. Do I have a word today?
I didn't bother to look at my phone, so I'm going to go with no on chat.
All right, chat, you have...
Oh my god, my check-ins with Louise on Thursday. Oh, I did on Thursday. Oh boy. Thursday's not that many days away.
Chat, you have about 1 minute to give me a word for the unscripted Patreon ad.
They do. Hello, can I dump you on your head now?
Meow.
You're giving me evil eye.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss Ed. Listen. Corded. Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy. Diana just...
We have lost sound entirely.
Oh, of course. Wonderful.
No. No, it seems to be back now. I don't know. Good. We just didn't... That entire sentence just didn't get picked up.
Could you be more relaxed?
Tammy has given me the word frantic.
That works.
That's a good word. All right, frantic it is.
I don't want scars on my boobs.
Meow.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Thanks.
If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you may do so at patreon.com/northernitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we are active at all hours of the day, well, many of the hours of the day and the night. Talking about all manner of things, and as we move into the holiday season, we are frantically, I'm gonna say that the adverb counts, frantically working on various gift knits and crochets and crafts. Gift crafts. Crafty gifts. If I say enough words as they tumble out of my face, some of them will be the words that I want. What else? We also have YouTube memberships. If you would like a little bit of extra video content to keep you company while you craft, we have some Stardew Valley gaming. Two to three videos a month. Kind of depends how that works. Depends how many weeks are in the month, but it's 2 to 3 videos a month. So, like, 4 to 6 hours of additional video content to keep you company while you craft.
Yeah. As always, super understand budgets. They're a real thing. Financially, subtracting.
You're really cutting in and out. Sorry.
I can't help it. There's nothing I can do about it.
And see, that comes through just fine.
If you follow us on other social media platforms, you can show us what you're working on. Can I put you down now?
No. Okay, never.
That's what I thought. We have 2 knit-alongs going on right now. Steina's brain trying to figure that out. The knit-along started on the 1st of December.
Oh, yeah.
And it is any bookish or librarian-themed cardigan or pullover, your choice. Right down to the color of yarn being themed. We're pretty open on this. Our solstice, or our fall equinox, Cal will wrap up this coming Yule, so the 21st of this month. Diane and I weirdly finished early.
I mean, I haven't washed and blocked mine yet, but it finally made it downstairs. I was too excited, I started wearing it right away.
All done, finished, ends woven in, and the 2 that are presents are wrapped. One's not even here anymore, it's been in the mail for a bit. So, with all of that going on, the only other thing to mention, again, ad nauseum, is don't forget to join up for the MCAL starting on the 1st of January. It's the Choose Your Own Adventure MCAL. The info sheet goes over a lot of stuff for you guys. It is a shawl. It's the shape of the shawl and the types of stitches we're keeping secret. The info sheet is free. Yes, I did fix the problem, so you can actually get at it now. After the 15th of this month, it'll be half price, and then as of the 1st of January, it will be full price. So, if you want to join for free, now is the time. Really, Phaedra? Should we get an action shot of you for one of our MCAL photos?
Maybe she's the final boss battle.
She should be the final boss battle. Have you tried to brush her?
No.
Or trim her nails? We become the great ooze machine. And all of our bones just disappear.
I've watched the meanie face Erin trim her nails, and yes, she oozes.
All right, I love you, but you gotta go, Bug. You're too heavy for me to carry. Go down.
Well, Asa joined us in chat. Hello, concert finished. Bag. I'm on my way home.
Ooh, lovely.
Hope the concert was good. I assume it was good.
I hope so. But in good news, we did it. We made it to the end of the 1st of the monthly live podcasts. And now I have to do a TED Talk.
Yes. It's time for, is it Tudor Christmas?
Yes.
All right.
And like everything
here, I've got my beverage.
The face
I'm ready.
Of the planet. You're ready?
I'm ready. Asa says the concert was wonderful.
Good. It's more complicated than you think. I heard a sound. Now I'm worried.
There's mysterious squeaking noises coming from the foggy outside now. I have so many concerns. I'm going to check for zombies.
Check for zombie. Hold for zombie check.
There's nothing and no one. There's not even a squirrel. I'm very concerned. Oh, now the crows. There's just crows.
Yeah. I was like, wait for the crows.
There's crows.
To set the theme.
It's very spooky. Actually, I might go for a walk in the spooky outdoors after this, because it's kind of fun to do that, you know?
It's got a good vibe. Take some photos so that you can use them as the background photo for some Choose Your Own Adventure MCAL update.
I will.
There you go. Technically, it's a work walk.
Sure.
That's how I justify things, people. All right, Tudor Christmases. I did what I traditionally do, which is fall down a rabbit hole of some sort of obscure, tiny little detail of a very large festival. Why? Because it's what I do. That's what I do.
Rabbit holes are fun places to be.
It's just what I do. So, of course, Christmas isn't what you think it is. Because it's never what you think it is it? Samurais weren't what you thought they were.
But other ones were not what you think.
There's been other ones where I was like, yeah, it's not what you think it is. Christmas started at day zero on Christmas Day with a feast. No gifts, just a feast. You gave gifts the 1st of January, which was not the new year, so it was the new year. And then you celebrated the end of the 12 days on, I think it's 6th of January. Is that 12 days? With another feast. So Tudor Christmases are technically two feasts and a gift exchange. Though it could be like three feasts and a gift exchange. But gift exchange is very different where you have social class. And you have a bunch of mysterious figures. Like, what are the Lords of Mischief? We're not entirely sure. Because they were paid. We just don't really know what they did. So okay. They're in the household of ledgers as the Lords of Mischief.
Oh, January 5th makes 12 days. No, wait, 6th. Oh, wait.
6th?
Chats in disagreement.
Because the 25th is Christmas, right?
Yeah.
So what's 12 days after the 25th?
Okay, that would make it the 6th. 6th. 5, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Now we're back to can I add? The answer December.
It's 31 days. So 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 31, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. January 5th.
5. You have to remember that you also have a shift in Tudor history, like in the Tudor section of England's history, where we go from a Julian calendar to a Gregorian calendar. Before that, nobody was really using it. After that, we still don't technically all use the same calendar, and the calendar dates have changed.
Right.
So when we moved from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, 10 days. Just randomly lost 10 days to shift everything. Because when you do time and calendar, none of our measurements are exact to match celestial movements. So we're always off.
Yep. Well, it's because a day is like 24 hours and a sneeze.
Yeah. And it's like the Jewish calendar is different from the Gregorian calendar, which some of us use, which is different from just insert other calendar names. Because I think we're like, what, year 5,000 and something of the Julian of the Jewish calendar?
Couldn't tell you.
I'd actually have to go look it up. I don't remember. All right. Calendar's time wobbly. Christmas Day is day zero.
Okay.
No, it's January 6th, day zero. Christmas Day doesn't count. 26th is the first day.
Okay.
26th is day zero. You have a feast. Somewhere between there and the 6th, the Lords of Mischief come and do a thing, and you have a little bit of role reversal. So you've got, instead of the heads of the manor and houses, you get a little bit of society upheaval in with your feasting and stuff. So, it's generally considered a fun festive time, and it sort of revolves around food and not family. So it's around feasting and celebrating religious, and it's not about the secular or inside family unit. So, like, you got together in a large group of your whole community. Which
community
the
feast.
Lady I was listening to, the last lady I was listening to, was talking about, because she's written like two books about early modern, because the Tudor period is early history, early modern gift giving, and some of the ideologies that, because like they celebrated New Year's Day as just a random start, but their calendar didn't start till May Day in March.
Okay.
They had like wild history, wild. So like first, but if you stare and think about it, first days of the seasonal farm, the Christian calendar.
Sorry, you're cutting out a lot. Can you start that sentence again?
Most of your holidays for your taxes, your farming, your religious holidays do not start on the 1st of January.
Okay.
We just randomly picked January the 1st in the middle to be the first of the new year. Not attached to anything, and that's the one we don't even celebrate the way it was originally.
Okay.
Because that was present day. You got presents. You exchanged gifts. And the level of gift depended on where you sat in society, who you were giving the gift to, if you were re-gifting, which was totally a thing. Totally a thing.
Okay.
They didn't hoard stuff. Even at the upper echelons, they didn't hoard things. And it varied. So you can watch, obviously, better documentation in courts than in the because better documentation. But you had favorites, and they got better gifts than other people, and that was normal. That was perfectly fine.
Hmm.
Yeah. Also, super okay to just give cash. You could. It was fine. Socially acceptable. Wasn't weird. Like, we make it weird. We make it somewhere along the line, probably Victorian. We made it weird to give cash.
Victorians did mess up a lot of stuff.
The cash came in a really nice coin
purse.
And it had to be a nice coin purse. So you got a nice bag with your cash. But Victorians, listen, just take out the idea that you're not Victorian and you'll do fine. Most of your stuff is Victorian anyway. It's a way of thinking that still pervades like a vast majority. So I'm sorry, we gave gifts on the first. We had feasts on Christmas Day. We had feasts on the 6th to celebrate the closure of everything. Somewhere in the middle, the Lords of Mischief would reign. Not super clear on what those are. Like, we know what they become, like, when we get better records for it, but specifically in the Tudor period? Eh? Maybe they were the jesters? They were paid. That is the important part. They were paid, whatever.
Okay.
We like to give gifts of food.
Everybody loves food.
Everybody loves food. And things like bricks of sugar and stuff are so like they're a nice gift to give a tenant farmer or give like they're a pretty bougie gift.
Okay.
To get some sugar or get some spice and stuff. Like that's a thing. I would be super excited to receive some very fancy or a brick of sugar for. They're also not cheap nowadays.
No.
No, they're not. But some of the ideas that she pulled from was like, because you went and you feasted, and over time that changes, and obviously rather than gathering as a community is a thing that would still happen when I was younger. Fall harvest feast held at the local church hall. But I don't really hear about them being done anymore.
I think they still happen, but it's pretty exclusively a church thing.
That's open to everybody, my dear.
Well, yes, but you also... They're very bad at advertising them, so... basically, unless you're part of the church, you won't hear about it.
I heard about them all the time in Brandon. I wasn't a part of it.
I don't know. Maybe I grew... Despite growing up in a town with 8 churches, I never heard about it.
Well, sure, but you never went drinking down at the quarry, so, I mean, you weren't the cool kid.
That's true. I was not the cool kid. I did not get invited to parties.
I am not, and I know what that is, and I didn't even grow up in Stone. Thanks to my mom, who told me. Things you learn, people. So she discussed this idea, and I, of course, got fascinated with it. Perhaps this whole urge we have in the back of our head, when we go somewhere else for dinner, we're supposed to bring some bottle of wine, a dessert, a contribution to the meal, as the modern day equivalent of that tutor hosting gift exchange.
Okay.
That's where my brain went. Is that where the evolution of potlucks comes from?
Maybe.
Maybe. Because it's traditional to bring a gift to. Which happened. Mm-hmm. They weren't big gigs. They were never big things. Like a handkerchief with some embroidery on it.
Gotta blow up this candle.
It's driving you nuts. Useful things. Useful, practical things. Again, unless you're quite extravagant. Unless you were not, you know, in favor, in which case you could, you'd be fine. But I like that idea that now, and we bring that bottle of wine or that dessert because somebody else is. We are literally participating in a tradition as old as Tudor England.
That's cool. I like that.
Nifty. Also, would love to separate the idea of Christmas presents. Presents.
Sorry, we did not get that entire sentence.
Let's go back to gifts on the 1st.
Okay.
And feast on the 25th. And not gifts for your family, gifts for your community.
That requires being part of a community.
You
which
are
a lot of people
part
aren't.
Of a community. We are part of a community.
Okay. Okay. That's okay.
We are,
I don't know,
part of
the
community.
We've very uncommunitied in modern society. We're very uncommunitied, yeah. And so it's, I don't know, it's a different way of thinking about things, I guess. I don't
we
know. Besides, like this one
creatures.
Right here, I don't really feel like I'm. Well, I guess maybe
dance group.
Yeah.
Your gaming group. You and your husband's friends. Your family. They're all communities. You are not starving to death. All communities.
Masa says, off the metro and onto the bus. It is cold.
Yes, I would imagine it's a bit chilly. It's evening time. Could you just, why do you exist to drive me nuts? Because I brought you home. I know why. But yeah, I fell down that rabbit hole. Some celebration versus gift giving. How it's approached now versus how it was approached then. And it wasn't this tree decorating family traditional dinner sort of idea. It was big feast, celebrate essentially the midway point of winter. Because now we're at the tail end of it. We're halfway done. We are over halfway done. We'll be planting shortly.
That makes sense.
So you get a break. You bust out the good stuff like the dried fruit to celebrate. VeggieTale.
Not impressed,
that's,
I imagine.
That's what happened to me at Tudor Christmas. My brain went, what are the 12 days? Rabbit hole.
Okay.
Would you
get was there like
Christmas?
Specific?
Not what you think it is.
Was there specific stuff on each of the days, or was it just like a feast at the beginning of the end, and maybe one in the middle?
Tudor history isn't like a year or two; like it covers a significant enough chunk of time that the traditions change. Because remember, traditions only last.
Sorry, traditions only last
like 5 to 10 years, and then they tweak, they shift, they move, they adjust. You see social pressures make changes. So.
Interesting.
Because, like, Boxing Day is not what you think it is.
I have no idea what Boxing Day is. I know it's a day of sales and stuff now, but, like. Why is it called Boxing Day? I don't know.
Look up the history of Boxing Day. It's not what you think it is.
It's boxing gloves, putting things in boxes. Are you boxing up the Christmas decorations? I don't know.
Boxing up the Christmas decorations? Christmas decorations are very...
Sorry, Christmas decorations are very...
New.
New, okay.
Yeah, new. New. I mean, we're talking historically speaking, people.
Melanie says, tradition is peer pressure from dead people.
Tradition is peer pressure from living family members.
I mean, technically, yes, but...
And it's also a social construct of a made-up... So, like, there's that, right? Like, you agree?
It's peer pressure from the living people who are, like, exerting the influence of the... This is the way my father did it, and his father before him, and his father before him, and so we're gonna do it the same way.
9 times out of 10, his memory's faulty. Had written records going back, they would discover that there's been shifts and changes. My sibling will sit and think really hard about when we open Christmas presents, because it has not been the same decade to decade. Because there's shifts and changes to accommodate schedules, the age of the kids, what else mm-hmm. is going on in the day. There are shifts and stuff. And
well, yeah, like my family's shifting traditions around Christmas a lot these last few years, because between pandemic and then now most of our family's tiny and like, everybody lives here, except for my parents, mm-hmm. so.
You're also adults, so.
And there are no kids, yeah.
There are no kids.
The cat is the only child.
Well, so, yeah, I have one of those. She doesn't know the difference. She doesn't know the difference.
No.
Yeah. She doesn't care. So there's shifts. But yeah, no, in and of itself, it's. Unless for you, it is a religiously observed holiday, it's a secular thing. If it's a secular thing, it's an agreed upon concept that actually only has value because you've decided. However, I love food, so I happily fell down the breeding beasts mode, which, wow, they ate some weird things. Because they knew how to do no waste. They knew how to eat locally.
Well, local was the only choice.
It's like they mastered that, but they had amazing sounding dishes, and they had some dishes where I'm like, I don't know if I could do that. I'd have to try, right?
Like,
I don't know.
Wasn't the goal of the food to not necessarily taste the best that it possibly could, but to look the most impressive it possibly could?
Depending on your level of society, yes.
Yeah, obviously, the rich people were going for visually impressive.
Like, a lot of stuff was boiled. Fair. Put in a pie. Also fair. Roasted over a spit. Also fair.
Roasted over a spit is a classic. Never.
It's classic.
Roasted over a spit is always a good way to do anything.
Took days to prepare if you were. Also true. But I love the concept that it wasn't about gifts. There were gift giving, but it wasn't centralized around gifts. It was around the feast and the playing with social norms and the relaxing of a more structured societal. So, like, their agreed upon consumption during the 12 days, which started Christmas days, things could be topsy. You know, the page boy could be in charge. They had a thing called boy bishops, where it was actually, instead of the bishop leading the church, choir members, boys within the church, would actually play the bishop for a service or two. So you literally had your service led by a kid. Yeah. Just to play with the rooms and stuff. Like, I like that idea where they went, you know what? Winter's long.
Let's shake it up a little.
Shake it up a little. And that was where the joy came from. The entertainment. Not the collection of physical. You still could you please
Apparently Boxing Day is like food and possibly clothing given from the rich to the poor or something.
Stop eating the box.
She'll just go find a different box.
Yes. Yes, she will. But yeah, no, I just, yeah. Look up Tudor Feasts and Tudor 12 Days of Christmas. So cool. So cool. I was happy in there. And that's like such a tiny piece of what makes up a Tudor Christmas. That's the part I... The decorations? No. Totally bypassed that. Why? I don't know. They're stunning decorations. They did beautiful things live. So, like, the inside of their houses, well, yes, would have also smelt like cedar and pine.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love a good cedar. Mean, pine I'm slightly more meh on, but cedar. Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, given that I literally just made my clothes this week smell like orange and cloves to smell Christmassy this week.
Also a good smell.
Smell's a heavy part of it. Food is still a heavy part of traditions for us. It's about what I make for myself Christmas Day and the foods I enjoy as we get them. I swear to the gods, stop being so cat-like. You're a senior citizen. Calm down now. I know we got to wrap up. I have to go feed her. She's starving to death.
Starving to death. Okay.
Starving to death.
All right.
Sometimes you can just see the
Also, this is like my last round before the decreases for this mitten.
Good. Finish your mitten.
Literally, it's like 4 hours per mitten. It's.
Do I not have.
Oh, Emma Jane says, Boxing Day in the UK was the day where servants were given the day off and allowed to go and celebrate with their families. The employers would give them a box of gifts and goodies to take with them. Boxing Day. So it is about boxes.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be different in different places, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, we all know the witch rides a broom, but let's be honest, the only reason she rides a broom is because it's easier to draw than a tub.
Liz Watch says, you. I used to have a cat that would destroy boxes one little bite at a time until there were only little pieces of cardboard left.
I feel like she's cleaning her teeth on them.
Maybe.
Or that she does this with her paw, folds it down, and then it makes a sound when it goes back up. Folds it down, makes a sound when it goes back up. Drives me up the flipping wall.
If it amuses her little cat brain.
Lots of things amuse her little cat brain. Including the hiss from the steam heater when it releases the pressure, like the pressure valve when it hisses, including the
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you tell Diana I need to go.
All right. Good grief. It's super good. I'm going to go for a walk and like take some video and some pictures because it is 2:30 in the afternoon and it is dark like the sun is setting.
Yeah, if you're very foggy.
I need to document this.
Okay.
The sound of crows in the distance, and I'll just like paste in a zombie in the background. That's got to be what's about to happen. I can't.
Float whatever floats your boat, dear.
I will go float my boat in the fog. It might be thick enough.
To go. Make some bread, I think. I don't have any bread. I think I will make bread.
I am officially ready for decreases.
Good!
I've done all that just while we were here, like literally in the last 90 minutes.
It's a very fast pattern, guys.
Oh my god, I can't believe I just didn't, like...
Mm-hmm.
4 hours per mitten.
Guys, I'll see all of you on Thursday for the check-in with Louise. We will find out how we did on our sweaters.
Nice. I guess I'll see everybody Bye. On the internet at a point. Oh yeah, reminder, we're live all of December, so come back here next Sunday at the same bat time, same bat channel for episodes every Sunday this month. Because who's got time for editing and show notes in December?
We don't.
We don't.
We don't at all.
I gotta go investigate the zombie apocalypse and then clean like my mother's coming over. Which she is. Because she is. Yeah. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.